now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for sunny skies today, a high near 73, mostly clear tonight, a low around 57. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. Wayne City High School will host its Senior Awards Day this coming Tuesday, May 10th at 1 p.m. Wayne City High School Senior of the Year will be chosen from the Seniors of the Month, and $100,000 in Wayne City High School Scholarship Foundation Awards will also be announced. Seniors of the Month include Ellie Dickey in September, Nick Lambert in October, Lucy Curtis in November, Ethan Thomason in December, Riley Irwin in January, Amber McGee in February, Clay Reed in March, and Keegan Smith in April. Award sponsors can contact Ruth Kisner at 895-3108 to reserve a spot for the program. The public is invited to attend. More news after this break.
The Big Deal Store has a great deal on Bopple's Home Furnishing Certificates. Pick one up and get a great value on top quality furniture at Bopple's Home Furnishing in McLeansboro on the south side of the square.
Well, get ready for much warmer weather this week. Forecasters at the National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky say the region should begin a warm up later today and continue through the end of the week. High temperatures are expected to be in the 80s each day starting Monday and could reach the upper 80s to near 90 degrees by the middle of the week. The area should also have a chance to dry out, allowing for field work to get underway, as no rain is in the forecast through at least this Friday. Area river stages as of this morning: Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 17.46 feet, flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 17.09 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 15.05 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 7.57 feet, flood stage 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 14.09 feet, flood stage is 19 feet. In other news, an Alney man was sentenced in Richland County Court Thursday for the murder of a teenager on an Alney street in 2020. 20-year-old Rick Metter was given a 50-year sentence, the maximum sentence he was facing, after pleading guilty last September to one of four counts of first-degree murder stemming from the September 6, 2020 shooting death of 19-year-old Kyle M. Johnson on an Alney street. Metter was later arrested in Florida following the crime. Reports say Metter and his then-girlfriend had fled to Mount Vernon, where the manhunt for the couple led to their vehicle being found. Both were returned to Illinois and charged with first-degree murder in connection with Johnson's death. Metter's then-girlfriend, 16-year-old Kayla Arnone, was tried as an adult and sentenced to 15 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections for conspiracy to commit murder. Three others were also charged in connection with Johnson's murder. A Mount Vernon woman, 44-year-old Misty Whipple, was later charged with aiding a fugitive for allegedly renting a van that was used to take Metter and Arnone to Florida with the intent of helping them escape the law. Whipple pled guilty in Jefferson County Court last month and received a lesser sentence. One person was killed and two others injured in a three-vehicle crash in Franklin County. Happened this past Wednesday. According to Illinois State Police, around 10:50 Wednesday morning, a pickup driven by 57-year-old Deborah S. Miller of Bonney, Illinois, was eastbound on Park Street at Illinois 148 in Valier. As an SUV driven by 32-year-old Brittany T. Giacconi of West Frankfort was southbound, and a semi driven by 44-year-old Michael R. Payne of Stonefort was traveling northbound in the same location. For unknown reasons, police say Miller failed to yield at the stop intersection and entered the southbound lane of Illinois 148 and struck the passenger side of Giacconi's vehicle. Due to the impact, Giacconi's vehicle then spun into the northbound lane and was struck in the rear with the front of Payne's semi. Giacconi was ejected from the wreckage and pronounced dead at the scene by the Franklin County coroner. Giacconi's passengers, a 5-year-old girl and a 2-year-old boy, both from West Frankfort, were flown to a regional hospital with life-threatening injuries. Miller and Payne did not report any injuries on scene. Miller was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. Police said Illinois 148 was closed for about 3.5 hours. ISP continues its investigation of the crash. No further information was released. A truck crashed into an apartment and nearly hit a man inside Friday night, according to reports out of Harrisburg. According to reports, the truck owned by J. Odell Construction and owner Jack Odell said the truck ran through a power pole and crashed into the apartment around 5 p.m. Friday at the corner of Raymond and Main in Harrisburg. Odell also said the resident of the apartment was sitting on a couch when the crash occurred, where he was reportedly inches away from being struck. The Harrisburg Police Department did not release any further details on that incident. While the world's senior population grows, criminals are taking advantage of the vulnerable group, making the elderly targets of fraud at an increasing rate. In some instances, victims' financial accounts are drained of a lifetime of savings with little hope of recovering the funds. This can cause significant harm to elderly victims and their caregivers' daily survival. According to the Internet Crime Complaints Center 2021 Elder Fraud Report, over 92,000 victims over the age of 60 reported losses of $1.7 billion, a 74% increase in losses from 2020. Romance scams ranked in the highest amount of dollar loss at over $432 million. Illinois residents reported total losses of nearly $50 million, placing them 11th in the statewide ranking. Why seniors? Seniors are often more polite and trusting, have difficulty saying no, may be lonely or spend a great deal of time alone, may have diminished physical or mental capacity, are less likely to report the crime out of shame, and are often financially stable and own their homes. Criminals often focus their efforts on seniors to exploit these characteristics, at times using intimidation or threatening violence, and wreaking havoc on victims' financial, psychological, and physical well-being. Seniors are encouraged to consider the following to avoid victimization: shred credit card receipts and old bank statements, close unused credit card or bank accounts, not give out personal information over the phone, mail, or internet unless they initiate the contact, not respond to an offer they don't understand, talk over investments with a trusted friend, family member, or financial advisor, require all plans and purchases to be in writing, not pay in advance for services, not pay for services via prepaid gift cards or cryptocurrency. Legitimate services will not request payment via prepaid gift cards or cryptocurrency, and resist the urge to act quickly or secretly, which are frequent tactics used by scammers. If you believe you're the victim of a fraud or know a senior who may be, regardless of financial loss, and you're not under imminent threat, victims can call the FBI Springfield office at 217-522-9675 or submit a tip online. You can visit the FBI's website for more information about elder fraud. And if your tulips are fading, a horticulturist at the University of Illinois Extension is offering some advice about how to care for spring bulbs after they bloom. Kim Howard has more.
For the most part, you should just leave the plant alone for a while, says the Extension's Ken Johnson.
We want to leave those leaves standing until they start to yellow. Those leaves are going to be harvesting sunlight, photosynthesizing, producing food that they're going to store in those bulbs. And those bulbs are going to need plenty of energy in order to produce flowers next year.
For smaller bulbs like snowdrops, the leaves will die back fairly quickly. Tulips and daffodils may take several weeks to turn yellow. Johnson says you can go ahead and remove the faded blooms so the plant looks a little nicer and to prevent seed pods from forming. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hey, this is John and Casey Yoakum inviting you to our 7th annual Heaps of Jeeps Festival on June 17th and 18th. We are throwing a big party Friday and Saturday night with live music from area band Smoke Rings and the high-energy Nashville band Tailgate Revival.
Including food trucks, beer garden, live auction, kid activities, and more. Don't have a Jeep? No problem. This event is open to the public for the whole family at Highland Woods Park here in Vincennes. Weekend passes will be sold online and at the gate for a donation to our local first responders.
Check out heapsofjeepsvincennes.com for more details. We'll see you there.
Area Deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 81-year-old Fairfield resident Buddy F. Bud Hannaford died at 3:10 Friday morning at the Linda E. White Hospice House in Evansville. Surviving are his wife Lois, two sons, Mike of Humboldt, Tennessee, and Todd of Bethalto, seven grandchildren, one great-granddaughter, a brother-in-law, Tom Clark of Fairfield, and a sister-in-law, Alice Englebright of Franklin, Tennessee. Funeral services for Bud Hannaford will be at 1 p.m. Monday at the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church. Visitation from 11 a.m. until the time of service at the church. Following the service, Bud's body will be cremated with burial at a later date in Burnt Prairie Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 96-year-old Flora resident Phyllis Lee Eigert died April 24th. Phyllis Eigert is survived by sons David and Rick, three granddaughters, and five great-grandchildren. Services will be May 22nd at 1:30 at Elmwood Cemetery, the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, in charge of the arrangements. 77-year-old Flora resident Maria Elena Pemberton died on April 29th. Maria Pemberton is survived by her husband Tom, children Jamie, Jackie, Chad, and William, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, one brother, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be May 14th at 10:30 at Floral Garden of Memory Cemetery, Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, in charge of the arrangements. 100-year-old McLeansboro resident Hazel Clark died on May 3rd. Hazel Clark is survived by seven grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and two great-great-grandchildren. Services will be Tuesday at noon at the Harry Funeral Home. Visitation from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Pleasant Grove Cemetery. 84-year-old Grayville resident Lois Jean Cox died Wednesday. Lois Cox is survived by a son, Alan, three grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and a sister, Louise. No formal services will be held. The Golson Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudle reporting.
You play golf just like the pros. Same fuzzy club covers, wear the same ridiculous pants and visors. You drink from the same bubblers, swap the same mosquitoes, use the same cleat scrapers. So how come when you play, the whole thing looks so...
Man, four...
different. The third annual charity golf scramble to benefit the Brownsville School Foundation comes your way Saturday, May 14th at the Carmi Country Club. Four-person best ball scramble with morning and afternoon sessions. Prizes for top three teams, longest drive, longest putt, and closest to pin, as well as a 10 grand hole-in-one opportunity, plus a free lunch. And all proceeds benefit Brownsville students from Saline, Gallatin, White, Wabash, Wayne, Hamilton, and Edwards counties. Sign up at the Carmi Country Club. Call 384-5011. The third annual charity golf scramble to benefit the Brownsville School Foundation, Saturday, May 14th at the Carmi Country Club. Brought to you in part by L.R. Russell Oil, Slay's Carpet Care, Carmi Elks Lodge, Farrell Hospital, and TOC Direct Media.
Here's your sports update. Major League Baseball yesterday. San Francisco beat the St. Louis Cardinals 13-7. The Dodgers beat the Cubs in a doubleheader, winning the first game 7-0 and the second game 6-2. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati split a doubleheader. Cincinnati won the first game 9-2, and Pittsburgh won the second game 8-5. In 10 innings, the White Sox over Boston 3-1, Houston over Detroit 3-2, Cleveland beat Toronto 8-2, Atlanta over Milwaukee 3-2, Colorado over Arizona 4-1, Miami over San Diego 8-0, Washington beat the LA Angels 7-3, Tampa Bay over Seattle 8-2, Texas and the Yankees were postponed. Minnesota beat Oakland 1-0. Toronto over Cleveland 8-3. New York Mets and Philadelphia were postponed, and Kansas City and Baltimore postponed. NBA playoffs, East semifinals, Milwaukee over Boston 103-101. Milwaukee leading the series 2-1. West semifinals, Golden State over Memphis, 142-112. Golden State leading that series 2-1. National Hockey League playoffs. West first round action, Colorado over Nashville, 7-3. Colorado leading that series 3-0. Dallas over Calgary, 4-2. Dallas leading 2-1. East first round action, Washington over Florida, 6-1. Washington leading 2-1. Pittsburgh beat the New York Rangers, 7-4. Pittsburgh leading that series 2-1. NASCAR racing Saturday, the Xfinity race at Darlington. Justin Allgaier the winner, Noah Gragson second, Riley Hurst third. The Cup Series races at 2:30 this afternoon on FS1, Joey Logano on the pole. The 148th Kentucky Derby was run Saturday. Rich Strike with the upset win. Epicenter was second and Zandon third. WNBA Saturday, Atlanta beat Dallas 66-59. New York over Connecticut, 81-79. Major League Baseball schedule today has the St. Louis Cardinals at San Francisco. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9, airtime at 2:10 p.m. The Dodgers are at the Cubs today. Also, the White Sox are at Boston. New York Mets at Philadelphia. Kansas City at Baltimore for a doubleheader. Milwaukee at Atlanta. Texas at the Yankees. Pittsburgh is at Cincinnati today, Toronto at Cleveland, Detroit at Houston, Oakland at Minnesota, Washington at the LA Angels, Colorado at Arizona, Miami at San Diego, Tampa Bay at Seattle, and Major League Baseball today. National Hockey League playoffs today has Minnesota at St. Louis, Carolina at Boston, Toronto at Tampa Bay, and Edmonton at Los Angeles. In the NBA playoffs, it's Phoenix at Dallas and Miami at Philadelphia. That's your sports update.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And Ricky, a clunker yesterday by the Bay. The Cardinals had a 1-0 lead going to the bottom of the first. Wilmer Flores hit a grand slam off Steven Matz. Then Matz gave up a pair of two-run homers in the second inning. And the Giants really didn't look back. Even though the Cardinals made it close, the Giants put the game away with four runs, seventh inning on, and won 13-7.
Cardinals were able to get seven runs on 14 hits in the game, so it was a good offensive output for the Cardinals. You should win that. But three errors, all the walks, really a tough afternoon for Cody Whitley, who walked four in a row in his outing, and that put the game out of reach.
And it was a rough outing for Steven Matz. Eight earned runs, five hits over two innings, three home runs allowed. He walked three and struck out three.
A couple of hits for Paul DeJong on the offensive side. A home run from Dylan Carlson, who pulled one at a three-run shot late that gave the Cardinals some life, but not enough.
We're on the air today with the final game of the road trip at 2:10.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Area weather, sunny today, a high near 73, mostly clear tonight, a low around 57, sunny Monday, a high of 83, sunny Tuesday with a high of 88, sunny Wednesday, a high near 90, Thursday and Friday, sunny skies, highs of 88 Thursday, 87 Friday. Present Fairfield temperature is 52.